Following is the President's speech at Dimon, New Mexico, Saturday, September 25th, 1948.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Mexicans, friends of Dimon and Luna County, oh, we are happy today. Things are going along all right. I'm sure you're happy to have us here, the President, with you here in Dimon. Keep happy to meet you. I want to say to you that the people of New Mexico, as I told the President, the people of New Mexico's memory is not so short that they can't look back a few years as to what we had before 1932. And we believe in, honor, love, and respect the man that's close to the people and whose heart is filled with the image of the people. I want to introduce you. Your former Secretary of the Interior.
Secretary of Agriculture.
Thank you, sir. Well, he did so many things, I thought he had three or four candidates, Mr. President. Franklin P. Anderson, who's held down a lot of hard jobs, who's now your candidate for the United States Senate, and who will soon be your United States Senator of New Mexico, Franklin P. Anderson.
Well, folks, you don't want to hear from me, and so in just two or three words, I'm going to present to you a man who is as warm and sunny as this lovely day in Dimon. A man of fine character and fine attainment, the chief executive of these United States, the President of the United States, Mr. Truman. Thank you very much, Governor Mabry, and Senator Anderson, should I call him?
Sure.
It certainly is a very great pleasure to me to be here in New Mexico this morning, this beautiful morning, and to meet all these good people, some of whom have come great distances to get acquainted with the President of the United States. I have one telegram here, which is from the senior senator from New Mexico, and it says, I'm extremely sorry that due to my illness and the doctor's instruction, I am unable to welcome you to New Mexico. Wish to assure you of my utmost loyalty and support for you and Senator Bartlett personally and for the ideals and principles you both represent. My friends in New Mexico and all over the nation stand 100% behind the Democratic platform and your laudable advocacy of that platform. Godspeed and God's blessings to you and yours. Dennis Chavez, United States Senator. You have a very great chance now to see that New Mexico is properly represented in the Congress of the United States. And I know you're going to elect Clinton Anderson for the United States Senator from New Mexico, and I know you're going to elect these two good Democrats for Congressmen from New Mexico. And that will go a long way towards upsetting the terrible 80th do nothing Congress. I stopped an hour and a half ago at Lawrenceburg. I gave him some figures about your great state of New Mexico and how that state has benefited under the Democratic administration in 16 years. I think you'll be interested in having these facts. Because these facts apply not only to New Mexico, but they apply to every state in the Union in the same proportion or greater. In 1932, residents of New Mexico earned less than $100 million. Last year, New Mexico earned $500 million. That's just five times what it was under the Republic. 13 times as many farms in New Mexico have electricity now as had it in 1932. And the farmers are earning about eight times as much money as it did in 1932. We've had a great many other benefits too, like the power that comes from Elephant Butte Dam. And at Elephant Butte Dam, you have an irrigation project, which is due to the Democratic administration. All these great projects in the West have been initiated and are being carried to conclusion because the Democratic Party believes in the development of the country for the people and not for the interests. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And this Republican 80th Congress did its best to sabotage the West. And had it not been for the fight put up by the Western congressmen and senators, principally Democrats, you would have had your throat cut by this Congress. Don't forget that, because that shows the policies of the Democrats and the Republicans. One's for the people, one's for special interests. Now, when you go to the polls on November the 2nd, all you need to do to see that you are safe is not only to vote for me and your Democratic candidates for senator and representative, you must vote for yourselves. And when you do that, you'll vote the Democratic ticket straight and the country will be safe. This is a most wonderful turnout, and I appreciate it. Now I wonder how you'd like to meet Ms. Truman.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Now, I wonder how you'd like to meet Colonel Myrick Truman, who is on the staff of the governor of New Mexico.
Hello, dear.
Where are you eating?
I got nothing
fit
to that,
Ryan.
Can you bring your...
Well, let the governor, let the governor send him on you.
What do you want to do then?
Let him see you in the morning for my interest.
Too bad he might
want to wait. If Mr. President wants to see our Indian Queens, the fact is they had Democrats just as entitled to vote on their recent first decision.
Well, I'm very happy to meet them, and I know that these real American, you don't want that to be home in by voting the Democratic ticket. Yes,
sir. Let us start off with Mary DeBoer, who has a little presentation, and a great group of demonstrators are going to come on here. Mary DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much.
President Truman,
on behalf of the citizens of Denny and of Luna County, it's my pleasure to present to you this hand-tooled leather necktie, which we sincerely hope that you will wear. We also would like to present to you this hand-tooled leather belt with a buckle, the same type that is awarded to all of our rodeo winners in this country. I have here in my hand an envelope containing two poems. Those poems were written by a Denny resident and a Southern Pacific employee. Mr. President, we certainly do welcome you to Denny and to Luna County, and on behalf of all of the surrounding counties, allow me again to welcome you to Southern New Mexico.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate this very highly. This winter self and this necktie, I need a pair of leather lungs, and that's just exactly, that'll just exactly fit them. Yesterday in Yuma, Arizona, they gave me some sterling silver spurs engraved with my name on them, just saying this belt is. Now, when I get this belt, This leather lung necktie and that pair of spurs, I can certainly take the Congress for a ride.
And Mr. President, they brought you some apples, some sherry. These apples, it's the first time they've been given to a president since they were presented to some like these to McKinley. They recognize they got a friend coming here again.
Thank you very much. I understand that you're a rival of Missouri in the apple business.
I'm glad to be here.